Queer.
Junker Love Festival. Sponsors and supporters of 4ZZZ in the past and also this year, and across Queer Radio, we've always mentioned it. We've spoken to some of the people playing there tonight, though we've got the man behind it all, because he's done this three times before. He's now doing it a fourth time. Raymond Williams, you are doing a good thing.
Thank you very much. I couldn't take all the credit. It's certainly a massive team effort, and along with my good friend Link, and we've come a long way, and really excited about the fourth one.
When you and I first met on Queer Radio, you were doing basically warehouse parties with your then partner, and that's spun off into Jungle Love Festival and the whole ethos of these, I suppose, boutique festivals that people really get behind.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see it grow from warehouse parties to a festival. I did always have a music festival in mind, just wasn't sure that it was something that I could actually do. But, once the warehouse parties were sort of rolling and I got a good idea of how to put on a show, and people were excited to come to these shows, not necessarily because everything had to be super elaborate, but just because the vibe was so good that I guess people were more than willing to follow us once we started doing an outdoor three-day music festival.
And that's a beautiful, I mean, Brisbane or southeast Queensland, no matter what time of year it is, it's a great outdoor festival. If it's winter, yeah, it's a bit cooler, but usually it's very fine. This time of year, it's quite steamy, though it has been a cool November. There is always a chance of a bit of moisture around, a bit of rain and stuff. But in a way, it almost seems to add to the atmosphere.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's not too much time that people actually commit to being 3 days out under the stars. And, definitely rain in Queensland summer is always to be expected. But to be honest, I hear that things have been pretty shaky up in Brisbane, but we've been having, I don't know, something about this particular site, it seems to not get hit by it.
Well, you're in a site up on the north, just north of Brisbane, aren't you? How far north of Brisbane are you?
Probably about 200 k's. It's just before Gympie, and inland a bit more.
So just above the Sunshine Coast, for those listening outside of the southeast corner, you're in, you know, it's beautiful parts. You're on a water course. So you're giving people an experience that a lot of other festivals don't have, which is that embracing of nature as well as embracing music, culture, and getting together.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's all those things together. It's not just the music, it's not just the nature, but it's the sum of all those parts. We've always had in mind, like, delivering this experience that we want to go to ourselves. Like, we're literally putting on our ideal festival. The worst part of it is that we have to work the whole thing, but we certainly want to put that on for everyone else to experience, what's life if we can't have these kinds of good times? Like,
I like the fact that on your Facebook and your website, you've got a 10 tips for people to go to, and number 8 is my favourite. Oh dear, leave them be, because the location you're on is, well, basically it's a deer park.
Yeah, most other days of the year it is, yeah.
And that's unusual for Queensland, because deer are not obviously native to Queensland, but the red deer is on the state's coat of arms.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah. they're actually pretty harmless, but sometimes they do happen to wander through the site. And it can be a bit confronting for people who, I guess, don't get out to these kind of places as much.
Things start off tomorrow, and tomorrow you've got Willow Beats are the headliners at 11 o'clock tomorrow night. You've also got Golden Age of Ballooning playing in the early evening as well. But I'm looking at the timetables for Friday and Saturday, and you've got some really big names playing. Do you want to mention to those who are still probably making up their mind about whether they want to go away for the weekend, who you've got?
Well, if the names are the draw card, it's definitely not the reason to come, but we do have some really amazing names this year. We've got Nairi, who I'm just so thrilled to have. We've got Toy Child from WA. We've also got Melbourne's Heart. Those are some of the names that stick out more on the bill. But to be honest, I think the whole thing, the way it's been curated, if there's names that you don't know, it's part of the idea. It's a festival of discovery, and we aim to make people leave the festival going, oh, what's that band? That band? Yeah, we've got to follow them. The bigger names, they're great and they're fantastic, but you'll find just as much gold in the acts earlier in the day as well.
And it's not just one stage. You've got a variety of stages and spaces where things are happening.
Yeah, we've got, what have we got this year? There's three main stages, one sort of along the water. It's been this huge project by an architecture crew sourcing materials from within 5 miles of the site and building a stage. That's been phenomenal. We've got some amazing designs on our main stages this year. And then there's a few smaller micro venues around the site. We've got a nightclub that was a shipping container and that's converted to a really chic soundproof nightclub. So, there's definitely a lot to experience all around the site.
And some of the other names that people will know from great performances in Southeast Queensland, Monster Zoku Onsom, you've got the Moldy Lovers are playing, and a band who played the other week, Henge from the UK.
Yeah. Really excited to have Henge over here. I saw them, I actually saw them in the UK this year at Shambhala, another really amazing festival. I speak so highly of that. They were great, and so it's really nice to have an international. Actually, we've got three internationals on this field this year. We've got those guys. We've got Weird Together out of New Zealand, and we've got V Star, who is also from the UK, like Henge.
Now, you yourself, you've had an experience over the last 12 to 18 months where you left the band that you were a part of, which was Magenta Voyeur, and you went and literally studied festivals overseas. What have you learned from being a part of some of the biggest festivals in the United Kingdom that you brought back to us in Jungle Love, but also things that you went, well, I'm not going to do that because I know we're doing it better here at Jungle Love?
Yeah, well, it was a really great research trip, and I say that quite nicely. It was the best time of my life. I mean, come on, I'm at a festival for every week for 12 weeks. It was great, but it's amazing what they've got going on there. The UK has such a thriving festival culture, and there's a lot to be modelled off. And as you said, things I saw that were great that I would definitely do, and things that I'd never do. And things that I thought were really great were festivals that put in every emphasis about sustainability and as well as charity work. So the party isn't just about having a good old time, but it ends up doing great work for those in need outside. So I think those things are really important, and those festivals that had an emphasis on that ended up having a better vibe, and I suspect that's from the people that they attracted. Things I didn't like, big fencing like between campsites, separating people from campsites. What else didn't I like? The festivals that were run by Live Nation. I mean, I'm not shooting myself in the foot here, but this feels like festivals that are run for the sake of producing profits for chair people on the board. They just didn't have a real feeling of soul or anything. So, there's a lot to take from those things. One thing I did take, was probably the biggest eye-opener, was actually how good we have it here in Southeast Queensland. And I'm literally not bluffing. I went to so many festivals, and the music was pretty good. I mean, Glastonbury was definitely the top. You can't really beat it. But everything else I went to, I was like, oh, yeah, there's kind of got bands back in Brisbane that are doing that, but a lot better. And, again, I'm not, like, trying to just talk Brisbane up. It was an experience that I wasn't expecting to have, and it sort of made me appreciate the the vastness of quality and creative musical output that's coming from this part of the world.
One of the other things that about Jungle Love Festival, which you started, as you said, in your warehouse party days, is being a gay man, wanting to be able to feel comfortable in something which isn't the gay party scene, which is, you know, big parties, dance music, which is fine, but there are plenty of people that don't really want to fit into that. You want to have another experience. The experience of Jungle Love is that it's obviously bringing people who are heteronormative into a vibe that's quite fluid.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the idea. You know, it's the whole premise of Jungle Love is to be inclusive, to allow people to, you know, do what they want to do, obviously within reason, if it doesn't harm anybody. And yeah, to be able to freely express that. And I think I feel we've definitely achieved that. You know, I've seen people be very comfortable in this arena. You know, if they're having fun with someone else of the same sex that maybe didn't feel so free in the past. And I suspect that's part of, yeah, it's just that community, I guess, that we've built and the people that we've attracted, because Jungle Love is certainly trying to attract a certain type of person, and that's a person that is inclusive and accepting of others. So, yeah, it's been a real pleasure to see that vision actually come to life.
And, of course, this is the weekend. It starts tomorrow, the 30th of November, and goes right across the weekend. Time to really enjoy the beginning of summer here in Australia, and particularly in southeast Queensland. Raymond Williams of Jungle Love Festival, thanks very much for taking time from the setup live on site to talk to us tonight on Queer Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, as always. It's nice to be back on the show.